Thanks for listening to the best of The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah, it is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard next to my main man, Rob Parker. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. And we're here on a Monday afternoon, evening, depending on where you are. Of course, we had big football action yesterday, big football action tonight. So we have two football guests to bring to you. We got Tony Boselli, former All-Pro offensive lineman, and now a Jaguars radio analyst. So a lot to talk with him about, including Blake Bortles benching and then getting his starting job back today. Then in the second hour, we'll bring in Rod Woodson, Hall of Fame defensive back, FS1 NFL contributor, and a former coach with the Oakland Raiders, where John Gruden just made a big, huge trade with the Dallas Cowboys, sending Amari Cooper to Dallas for a first-round pick. So we'll get into all of that. But first, I want to welcome in my man, Rob Parker. How you doing today, man?
Doing just great, and we had fun. It was a great atmosphere at Staples Center, right, for the game on Saturday night. We did make an appearance.
A lot of stars there.
It was great.
I saw Floyd, and he said something to me about Khabib. He really did.
No, I saw you talk to him.
And he said something about, "I'm about to beat up Khabib," or something like that. It's not a direct quote, but it was something like that. So he's seeing money, dollar signs, and we'll see if that happens.
And the one thing real quick, and we're going to talk about the big fight and what went down there at Staples Center Saturday against the Rockets and suspensions. Everything. But it wasn't me or the LeBron ovation when they first announced him at the game was big. There wasn't any booing. But, Chris, it wasn't as loud and boisterous as I thought it would be.
It wasn't, but –
would you agree?
Well, I would agree with that. But here's the thing. Remember during the national anthem, like toward the end, they showed him on the big screen, and that was a loud cheer. That was bigger than the cheer he got when he was introduced. I thought it was so big that it drowned out the singer.
Did
you agree that that was bigger than the introduction?
It sounded like it, but right, I was just surprised just when they finally waited. He was the last
you
person.
You're just trying to find something negative. Look at you digging. I just told you
they cheered him
like crazy during the national anthem.
I'm asking you. That's why I asked you. I didn't just take it from me, and I did ask for me.
Of all the first things you could have said on this show, that's what you go
that's
to.
That's what I came away
it
from.
It wasn't much of an ovation for LeBron.
Well, also, he scored 24 points on 22 shots, but we'll get to that too.
He has not played that well.
He hasn't played well.
LeBron James.
He hasn't played well.
He's played well. He's averaging 24, 8.5, and 5. Yeah. So he's played well, but he has not been the best player in the world.
No. Not at all.
Not by a long shot.
All right, let's kick it off. We got so much, but first let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew as we always do, because you know what, Chris? We wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without him. Of course, Rob G, our producer, Alex, our engineer, of course, anchor Deb Carson, she'll keep you updated throughout the show, and our intern, Sean. They are all on the other side of the glass, Chris Broussard, so let's kick some ass on this Monday. It is the Odd Couple. And Elijah, our man, with the camera, also in here with us, hanging out. And,
hell yeah.
We'll see stuff on YouTube,
Periscope.
Not Periscope.
Facebook,
all that.
Basically everywhere where you can catch video, the Odd Couple will be there, so you definitely want to check that out. And Rob, I want to get your reaction. The Dallas Cowboys lose again yesterday. The fall to what, 3-4? That division obviously is still very much
it's up for grabs. And I know the Redskins are leading it, but they don't have like some lead.
Eagles are struggling.
They gave up 21 points at home in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, No, I hear you. I mean, Dallas obviously had a chance to win that game, but they still clearly think they can win the division, and they're clearly in win-now mode. Otherwise, why do you give up a first-round pick
for
receiver Amari Cooper?
Desperate.
Now, you know, he's okay. He probably becomes their best receiver. Didn't saying a whole lot. Isn't saying much
at
all.
But this is my only thing.
But he doesn't get you to another level, in my opinion.
But this is, as before we get there, Chris, if you're the Cowboys and you're running the organization, when they decided that they didn't want Dez Bryant, and when they decided that Witten, that once they realized Witten's retiring, dude, they knew they had to replace that position. Come on, seriously.
Apparently they didn't. they should have known.
But they were kidding themselves right. The whole way through. So now you get desperate. Now the Raiders are having a fire sale, and you go, oh my God, he's available. Well, what will it take? And of course, if you're John Gruden and the Raiders GM,
Reggie McKenzie. Oh, you'll take that.
You'll take that
a
in a minute. Hello?
Pick?
What'd you say? First round pick? He's on his way.
That should have been a third round pick.
I'm packing his stuff right now as we speak. Reggie McKenzie.
I totally agree.
That's what I would have said. So I think the Cowboys are desperate. They just keep looking at it saying, what are we missing? What don't we have? We need a receiver. They botched this whole thing. This whole season was botched when they lost two receivers that they counted on, whether or not they still thought Dez was a number one or not. And then Witten, who, as old as he was and ready to retire to go up to the broadcast booth, was still a productive player that you lost. So you lost two guys and you brought in a couple guys from 7-Eleven, and it didn't work out. I mean, seriously.
Rob, I was saying,
they might get you a big gulp, but they're not getting you any touchdowns.
I said during the spring, when the talk came out that they might get rid of Dez, they might cut him, I said, look, unless you replace him, if you're going to replace him, because he's not a number one, I said, look, offer him less money, try to bring him back on less money, and see how that works. But I never thought that they would just cut him and not replace him. Cut him and not replace him. That made no sense to me. He's still, if he were there today, he would be your best receiver.
Plain and simple.
And you give up a first round pick. Because
And that's what's so bad about it when you say that is, you know, they were dogging him saying how he wasn't this and wasn't that. But there's nobody else who stepped up on the Cowboys.
No.
I mean,
not at
seriously,
all.
Let's just be honest.
Not at all.
Their offense, they had the big blow. And obviously we saw with Jacksonville that it wasn't just the Cowboys that, you know, anybody can score on them and beat them now.
Yep.
So it wasn't that. They didn't fix anything. They come back the next week against Washington and struggle offensively. They struggle.
877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Give us a call if you want to join the Odd Couple and share your opinion on this trade by the Dallas Cowboys. Was it a move of desperation?
They got two.
Do you like it? Did they get robbed? Should it have been they offered less, a lower pick? Do you like what John Gruden's doing with the Raiders or what? He's clearly, I mean, he can talk all he wants about I'm not tanking. Now, is he going out there trying to lose? No. But he's putting a team out, and maybe some people might think it's wise. He's putting a team on the field that can't win. Whether you call that tank, I think it's semantics.
So this is about Las Vegas in 3 years from now,
that's
I guess?
What
is
about.
That what it's about?
That's what it's about, man.
I would be mad if I was a Raider fan. If I was Rob G and I had to watch this garbage, I would be upset. Oh, I'm sorry.
Rob G, he's not smiling. He got his arms crossed. He's staring at the screen. He's salty.
He is salty.
As any Raiders fan should be.
Rob G, Planters is on the phone. Pick up.
You know who else should be salty? Wow.
Yes, that was a good one.
Standards are
Come
falling.
Come on, Chris.
Man. Standards are falling.
Planters is
that
on the phone.
Right. That was all right. I had to think too much about that.
Did you? Planters, salty?
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't get it.
It was all right. It was all right. But Dallas fans should be upset too. Because even if this works out, let's say Amari goes there and does become a good number one receiver, where are you going? You're not getting to the Super Bowl. I don't care would have brought in. They're not getting to the Super Bowl. So you gave up a first-round pick when you know you're not getting to the Super Bowl? Well, and that's what it's about.
But you know, the whole thing is people have these magical fantasies that if we get in, Chris, anything could happen. If we get in the playoff, anything could happen. And you know what? I'm with you. They're not winning a Super Bowl, going to the Super Bowl, whatever you want to say. But that's what it is. It's like, we got to make the playoffs. If we make the playoffs, you never know. Something could happen. Ball could bounce our way. It could be, you know what I mean? Like, that's really what they, so they're going to load up, give away a first-round pick, thinking we'll worry about next year. You know what I mean?
Right.
Only because they should be buried in the division, and instead, because everybody's struggling in the East, they're still alive in the division.
And Jerry Jones needs to hire a football man.
It ain't gonna happen. They run.
Period.
They run the Cowboys like a mom and pop store.
And but how long do you have to look at it before you say this isn't working? It's been what, 20, more than 20 years? How long since they won their last Super Bowl? Was it 95?
95.
23 years of you running the show, and you got nothing to show. You barely got a couple playoff wins to show for it.
You were in Akron doing high schools back then.
95. Yeah, that was my first year on the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, Cavaliers.
First year on the Cavaliers.
Wow.
But 95, when the Super Bowl took place in, at that time, January, I was still covering high school.
See? Yeah. I knew it. Look at that.
And the MLS.
You ain't know nothing about soccer.
I did my thing with it. I knew enough. I wrote some gems, I tell you that, for the Cleveland Crunch. But this is ridiculous. And, you know, the Cowboys... I'm sorry. First of all, you got Jason Garrett, the most cautious playmaker in the league. And
didn't he have another call?
He clearly, at the end of the game, instead of trying to score, the field goal should have been the last resort.
Right.
Right? You should go to score and win the game. He went for a field goal, and it came back to bite him. So the Cowboys are a mess. They're lucky they're in a horrible division. And here's the thing. You better win that division. Are they going to have a wild card team out of that division?
No. I don't think so. I mean, only the division winner, probably. The way that it's going so far, unless somebody catches fire.
Yeah.
Two teams catch fire, you know what I mean, and leave the others behind.
And I don't think
Washington is
that good of a
team. The Giants are out of it, aren't they?
Giants are definitely – they're going to lose tonight. You got the Giants winning tonight?
I don't think so.
Falcons – I think the Giants lose
Falcons
tonight.
Falcons are desperate,
1-6.
Right?
Yeah, and the Falcons – I think they're just a better team than the Giants.
Just I don't deal with the Falcons. Not when it comes to any playoffs. I'm out on the Falcons on
just
the playoffs.
Just because they couldn't hold off Brady.
Yes.
That's it. How about giving Brady a little credit? But you're right. They gave
28-3, Chris, in the third quarter. Come on.
They made some horrible calls.
Terrible.
I am with you.
All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The news of the day is that Jerry Jones made a move. A lot of people, including Rob and myself, are calling it a desperation move. But he traded a first-round pick. It's hard to even say that. In 2019, the upcoming draft, for wide receiver Amari Cooper, formerly of the Oakland Raiders. And most pundits think that John Gruden got away with a heist, and I would tend to agree with that. And then, of course, in about 20 minutes, we got the New York Giants at Atlanta. And both of these teams are struggling this year. The Giants mightily.
You smell that? They're bad.
But you know what? It's an exciting game. I guess because, you know, a few reasons. The Falcons, I think, still are a pretty good team. I still believe
on the Falcons.
See, I still think they're pretty good, number one. I think they have a lot of talent, especially on offense. And the Giants they got some star, you know, a celebrity in Odell Beckham Jr. You got the great Saquon Barkley at running back. And then Eli's always an interesting story. And they've just been this drama surrounding them. Look, it makes it interesting, right? You want to see, do the Giants just fall apart?
People like to watch train wrecks. So that's really more about it. That Cowboy thing and Jerry Jones, this proves to me once and for all that Jerry Jones runs the Dallas Cowboys like a mom and pop store. I could just see me walking up to the counter and asking Jerry for a bag of Funyuns. You know what I mean? Because That's where he
is. Well, this is an impulsive move. I think it's impulsive.
He's panicking.
It's ridiculous.
It's like, we still got a chance to win a division. Our offense is still struggling. We need a receiver. We need a receiver. After saying they should have been out on the market looking for a receiver once Witten retired to go to the broadcast booth, Chris, and once they decided to pull the plug on the Dez.
You shouldn't have decided on Dez until
Brian,
you got
right.
somebody.
But that's what they pulled the plug. And
ridiculous.
They thought it was okay, like they were going to be okay. You remember?
Is Amari Cooper even better than Dez Bryant? Honestly. Because you could have went and got Dez for free. He'd been begging to come back. You wouldn't have had to give up a draft pick.
Probably some money and a bag of Funyuns. That's all I want to take.
All right, well, look. Yeah. I'm with you on that one.
Come on.
The Funyuns, you can only do Funyuns
one time.
Especially in the span of 2 minutes. At least wait 10 minutes, man.
Sorry.
But look, let's get to an interesting development in Carolina. Eric Reed in the Carolina versus the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. Eric Reed, who was the first 49ers player to kneel down with Colin Kaepernick and was blackballed from the league, I believe, you know, for several months. He's a very good player. Couldn't get signed. Just got signed recently when Carolina had some injuries. And Malcolm Jenkins from the Philadelphia Eagles, both of them have been outspoken in fighting for in voicing their fight for social justice. Both of them supported Colin Kaepernick. And for those that might not know, few months ago, there was a falling out basically between Jenkins, a Malcolm Jenkins-led group, and Eric Reed and Colin Kaepernick. And when
called the Players Coalition.
Yeah, the Players Coalition took, what was it, $80 million? $89 million or something like
something
that?
Something like that.
From the owners to, you know, they began standing again for the national anthem. They agreed they would stand for the national
anthem.
You
mean it was a payoff, right?
And well, they got the money. I don't know if it was a payoff. I mean, you got money. You got $89 million to help fight against social justice. That's $89 million you didn't have before.
Yeah, but it's not.
So you could look at it like, okay, we got something accomplished.
But it's not
now
always,
let's go out and do something with it.
It's not always about money. It's not always about money, though.
Let me finish telling the situation.
We're going to part.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it. In America, though, it tends to be about money.
That's fine. So, but you don't always have to take money. I don't care.
Every black person in America is getting money.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Name me a black person in America that hasn't compromised to some degree.
No. But
the most Afrocentric black people in America got to deal with this system.
Hey, Chris.
That's the truth.
If the Ku Klux Klan offered you money.
They ain't the Ku Klux Klan.
I'm just saying to you, if they offer you money, I don't care what they're offering.
They're not. You can't use that analogy.
Why?
It's not
the Ku Klux
anybody.
Klan. You said anybody.
No,
would,
I didn't.
Would
I
take
said,
money.
I didn't. I did not say that. Don't put those words into my mouth. I said every black person in America, no matter how militant you think you are, no matter how Afrocentric, you have to deal with this system. And you have to get money.
But
I don't say take it from anybody. The owners of the NFL
can I just give
that
you,
you're working for are not the Ku Klux Klan.
Can I give you one example? What did they do down in Atlanta with the Bill Cosby case and Spelman College? What did they do after
they
everything?
They gave him back his money.
Okay, but my point is, they could have easily said, that's going to help the girls at school. Why should we punish the students because Bill Cosby did something wrong? Because you don't take every dime that people offer to you.
What strings are attached? That you stand for the national anthem?
No.
Most of them were standing anyway.
I'm just saying.
It ain't like they asking you to do something crazy.
But I get why some people, because it always comes down to people handing money and asking you to
because you need money. We in the black community are constantly talking about we need money for better education. We need money for better jobs. They can use that $89 million. And Malcolm Jenkins and Anquan Boldin and his group are indeed using it. They're meeting with lawyers, politicians, educators, social justice people. They're doing a lot with that money. They wrote a great editorial in the New York Times challenging the president to do something for social justice,
but the
mass
money,
incarceration?
But the money wasn't for that. The reason
the
that
money's the, to fight the, social justice?
No, the reason the owners gave the money is for them to get what they wanted, which was for the players to stand. That's what the payment is, Chris. You can
they
use
were,
the
most
money.
Most of them have been standing anyway.
You could use the money
so
all you want.
So you got 89
But that's not what
so you're
they
saying
gave the money
for.
They
should have turned the money down in a few. It's only like three players not
that's
standing.
That's fine, but I'm saying, but oh, it's not all. That's not why they gave the money to the players.
I get what you're saying
that's
in
all.
Principle.
I
get
what I mean.
You're saying in principle that you don't just sell out for money.
That's
in
why
general.
The term comes. That's where the term comes from in our community.
Okay, let me play
this
out. Eric Reed called Malcolm Jenkins a sellout. Go ahead.
He's a sellout.
Why you say that?
Because he's a sellout. I believe Malcolm capitalized on the situation. He co-opted the movement that was started by Colin to get his organization funded. It's cowardly. He sold us out.
Let me ask you this, Rob, because you brought up the Ku Klux Klan.
No,
you brought up the Ku Klux Klan.
I made up the point that every
Malcolm
money
X,
you're getting
Malcolm
from somebody.
Malcolm X met with the Ku Klux Klan. The Nation of Islam got money from a white racist named H.L. Hunt in Texas, a Dallas oil man, who wanted to promote segregation. So was Malcolm X a sellout? Was the Nation of Islam a sellout?
All I'm telling you is
Marcus Garvey met with the Ku Klux
all
Klan.
Money,
was he a sellout?
All money is not good money.
I get that,
and
but
I don't have to accept it.
This isn't a white supremacist group that has a history of lynching black
that's
people
not what I'm
giving you the money.
But my point is, been using that, I'm just using the extreme to say to you that
of
all
course,
money,
of
all
course.
Money's not good money,
of
no
course.
Matter what the purpose
of,
is used. That's
no
what,
question.
Chris, that was my point.
But
I'm
that's,
not,
a, that's not a good point because,
I,
of
I'm
course,
just saying.
I have standards. And there are certain
okay,
things I'm not
all?
Gonna do for money.
Okay.
I think you do too.
Yes.
But don't compare
I'm not
getting
comparing
$90 million
them.
From owners that
I'm not.
You work for
that's not
anyway.
What I said. That's not what I said. I'm
to stand. They were most of them were standing anyway.
What I'm saying, and Eric Reed made a great point that he used it to parlay it into the what was it? The Players Coalition, or
which is doing the work of fighting for social justice. What is Eric? Look, I'm with Malcolm Jenkins. Eric Reed means well. He wants to help black people. He wants to fight for social justice. So I'm not going to badmouth
him.
But what I will say is I see what Malcolm Jenkins is doing. What is Eric Reed doing?
I still love that even though he was out of a job, he got a job, and he still holds to his convictions. He's a man of conviction.
That's
who still,
great.
Who's still in his – I'm just – Chris, hear me out. I'm listening. He still is a man of conviction who feels like I can't be bought just because you ante up some money for something and that's not enough for me. And that's all I respect about him. Whether or not he's doing the work that Malcolm Jenkins is doing or whether it's a work that you approve of, I respect Eric Reed as a man saying, I don't want your money. I want the violence and I want this stuff to stop where unarmed black men are being gunned down by police officers and social injustice. That's all I'm saying. Sometimes it ain't about going to talk to lawyers and writing this and go. It's not always about that. It's that we want this stopped and we're going to.
How you
going to
get it stopped?
Well, but Chris, you know how you get it stopped? Is you let people know it will not be acceptable under any circumstances, and that's where
and
it comes into.
And you also fight to change laws and change systems, and
change,
that's what Malcolm
change,
Jenkins
change
is trying to do.
Change the law how? If me and I'm out on a roadside with the cop who says that I had tried to attack him when he made a stop, what law is going to protect me? There is no law, Chris. I don't care how much money
there
you spend. There's no
you
law
can
that
get,
can protect me
can
and a cop by itself.
You can get different prosecutors.
How?
You can have federal prosecutors brought in
what
to
law?
Try
he
cases.
Said that I, he said
that,
I tried to attack him.
Now they bring
him.
In local,
I don't
local
buy
cases.
It.
I mean, look, I'm with you that I'm not gonna speak ill of Eric Reed. Cause even if you differ with his motive, or not his motives, but his actions, the way he's doing it, I do believe and respect that he's trying to fight for what's best for African American people. But he shouldn't go out and disrespect Malcolm Jenkins, who is doing the same thing in a different manner. That's all. That's like, I mean, that's letting the system divide two African-American men who are really fighting for the same thing. It's like they tried to divide Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. They were fighting for the same thing. They just had different ways of doing it. And Martin Luther King went and spoke truth to power. He went to the politicians. He went into the lawyers. Malcolm, as much as I love him, he sat on the outside and was militant. But at some point, you need somebody to go into the system and change it. And that's what Malcolm's doing. So all I'm saying is Eric Reed should respect that. He's not going against you. Y'all had a disagreement. I get it. But this man is out there fighting for the same thing you claim you want. You're going to call him a sellout?
Yeah, but because always, and it's a history in our people's history, is that we always have a case where, hey, here's a check, guys. Go away or stop whatever you're doing.
But Malcolm's not going away.
Here's your check. It's always about a payment for us. That's how you keep black people quiet. Here's a check. Can you guys go away now or take it somewhere else? We're tired of hearing about it. Instead of really trying to make something happen,
Malcolm,
that's all.
Malcolm doesn't get it, Rob, because Malcolm hasn't gone away. He is trying to fight the same fight he had before. So how are you saying he's going away? Name me a black movement for the upliftment of black people that hasn't been funded by white people.
I don't know. I don't know.
The Black Panthers were funded by liberals in Hollywood. The Nation of Islam, as I said, was funded partially by a rich white oil man in Dallas. I mean, there's not, like, we need money to function in this system. And he didn't sell it. Let's go to Jacob and Las Vegas. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I got a question, Rob. So I kind of feel like you're wanting it both ways here. What is your ultimate solution? What would have made you happy for the owners to do to resolve the issue we're having
There is no issue. You know what I would like? I would like them to address what's going on in this country. If their players feel this strongly about it, and the owners have no problem with having breast cancer awareness because they could sell merchandise and pink stuff and make money off of that, there is no solution to breast cancer awareness, right? But we keep talking about it, and we keep doing research and trying to get something done. So in this case, I would like them to at least acknowledge that there's a problem here in our community and at least go from there. But no, that's not what it was. It was that in this country, we have a right. You have a right to stand up and say, we're not going to take this and deal with it. And they didn't. They never addressed it and never took it seriously. That's why it got to the point that it got to.
Let's go to Mark in California. Mark, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm a 63-year-old African-American male, so I can speak a little bit on this. I think they're both right, but what they did wrong was they should have took that and had that behind closed doors to have that meeting.
Agreed.
That shouldn't have been out in the open because you give all kind of people with cameras and everything else the ability to put that and put their spin on it and keep these two young men divided. That should have took place behind closed doors, and they both are right.
Right.
They both are right.
Right.
But neither one are wrong.
And I don't think Reed should have called him a sellout.
Well, yeah, if he wanted to, he should have did it behind closed doors because maybe he had other reasons that we don't know. Obviously, he knows more about how this was constructed than we do. But I will say this. None of this would have took place if it wasn't for the President of the United States. He was the one who tries. He's hitting the ratings. And the only thing those owners care about, they don't care about this issue.
No, they don't.
They care about ratings.
No, I don't disagree with that.
They don't care.
I agree.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
Yes, sir, it is Sources Say. We play it every week here on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. We like to put these guys with 97 years of combined journalism
wow.
experience to the test.
That's right. We've been covering it.
77 of those years are Rob.
Rob, hey, when I first started, man, they were on typewriters. No, I was never in that era. I was never in the typewriter era.
Laptops, the Radio
Shack. The Radio Shack Tandys. You remember
yep.
those?
Yep. You could see about eight lines of
That's
print.
All you could see.
Couplers, put them in.
They don't even know what those are.
What are we talking about?
We were using payphones.
Yes. To send your stories back in the day.
What's a payphone?
Not really. No, that's true. This dude was born in what, 90?
91.
Oh, stop. Oh, my God.
Man. 91.
Now, the listeners know how it works. We have seven stories. They all sound a little bit real, a little bit fake, and we got to test Rob and Chris journalism skills to see if they can figure out which ones are true, which ones are false.
You know, I work for big newspapers. I don't know. Chris worked in Akron, Ohio, and some other places.
Oh, bring up Akron. Yeah, the New York Times.
Never heard of them.
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot about that. All right.
All right, here we go. Story number one. My sources say that Raptors guard Kyle Lowry is still so bummed out about the team trading away his best friend DeMar DeRozan that Lowry still does their pregame handshake by himself to the air. Chris, my source is good.
I am going to go with true. Those two were very close.
In the air? It sounds so absurd and ridiculous, I'm going to say true.
True. I think it's kind of, I like that. I think that's kind of cool.
It's kind of sad.
Well, he let him watch Kawhi a few more games. He won't be thinking about it.
And then they'll have a handshake.
Right? And that's right.
Yeah, as long as your teammates are cool with it, like your new teammates, I should say.
Story number two. My sources say that a fan did an analysis of Patrick Laine's Fortnite account and determined that the Jets right winger, this is hockey, plays for approximately 7 hours per day. Rob, my source is good.
It's, again, 7 hours a day sounds like absolutely ridiculous. But given that they only have to practice, right, or do a skate around or play, and they got all this free time and he's a young guy, I say that that's true.
You, I mean, I'm just trying to do the math. If you sleep 7 hours.
Right.
I mean.
You don't play every day, right?
I can't imagine.
On the
I
weekends?
I'm going to say maybe of here and there. I'm going to say maybe once a week he plays 7 hours a day or twice a week. I'm going to say false because that just seems impossible. I mean, it sounded absurd. You
got those off days, man. You get 19 hours in on an off day.
That's crazy.
See?
I'm sorry. There's something. There's something wrong
remember,
with that.
If you got if you got an off day or something, no, he played. Yeah. He could play. 14 hours
that's
on that
ridiculous.
Day.
Ridiculous.
He needs a girl.
Read a book.
He needs
get a girlfriend.
Like, a girlfriend.
Come on, I know your girlfriend ain't playing with you 7 hours.
Sources say the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. My sources say that legendary golfer Greg Norman made some headlines in his home country of Australia when he revealed that he put ground kangaroo meat in his homemade chili. Chris, my source is good.
Ooh. I am going to say false.
I don't want to let you get back in.
don't copy my answer.
I'm not copying, but I just ground kangaroo meat. I'm going to say that that's false, too.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Is he definitely from Australia?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And actually, it was a Nebraska school cook who did that, and they've since been fired.
Yeah, kangaroo meat.
I mean, is that I mean, we don't eat it here, but
I don't
do
know
they eat that in Australia.
I've been to Australia. I didn't have any kangaroo when I was down there. A lot of lamb.
Why can't a kangaroo be good? If
you know
we,
what?
We eat all these other animals.
They got more sheep down there than people. Do you know that? They
in
eat
Australia?
Nothing but lamb. Yeah, they eat a lot of lamb.
All right, we only got about a minute left, guys. Getting tight here. Sources say that giant slugger Evan Longoria, he's a Jordan brand athlete, posted a picture on Instagram of a new tattoo he got of Spike Lee as Mars Blackman from the Jordan commercials. Rob, my source is good.
Really? How much time we got?
don't be stalling.
Let me think this over really
Man,
well.
Man, look.
Come on.
Go ahead.
I can't. I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say false.
You sit on a throne of
lies. Oh, it's tied. How much time we got? It's 1-1.
It's not tied.
Go
no,
ahead.
It's not.
Really
tied.
Quick. Sources say Conor McGregor surprised 10 Boston firefighters with World Series tickets this week. Chris, my source is good.
False. Come on, man. It's tied. You have
what? I'll say.
Come on.
True.
What is it?
True.
Oh!
Yeah.
That's 3 weeks in a row. Odd Couple.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.